Hello, my imaginary friends. Okay, this is going to be. I'm going to have a listen to track 2 from the new Pet Shop Boys album, Elysium. And this track's called Invisible, and I'm familiar with this track because it was released, there was a video released prior to the album coming out. So I've heard the song a couple of times in that context, but. Never before on CD, so I'll have a listen to it, see how it sounds on the CD. So let's put the headphones on and hit play, and then I'll talk to you again at the end. Okay, so just having listened to Invisible and really hear some beautiful detail in the sound of that song. Beautiful, really calming and a little bit soporific in a way. I might just be a bit tired myself. although it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a traditional time for feeling a bit tired, so I sit down and listen to a bit of music, listen intently, and the rest of my body is just so I need to get the energy levels up again. But yeah, that was beautiful. That was Invisible. That was beautiful. Right, I'm going to have to go make some dinner now, so I shall continue this boo a bit later on. Okay, so yes, I did make dinner and bath the kids and put the kids to bed, and we've watched a bit of television as well, and including Doctor Who, which was awesome again. But anyway, I'm going to listen to the third track now on Elysium. It's Winner, which is currently the single that's out, so I've heard this one once or twice, I think. So a bit similar to Invisible, I'm going to be listening to this, not for the first time, but listening to it with a great deal of attention. So here goes. Okay, so just finished listening to Winner. Epic, very high production values, nice electronic sounds with the orchestra. I wonder if it was a real orchestra or whether it's a synthetic orchestra. I saw a documentary or a little interview actually that Pet Shop Boys did about this album, and they were talking about how they only spent one day with analog synthesizers, but it was, you know, everything else was done using plugins and effects. So you know, your modern digital audio workstation, drums performed and recorded live drum track studios, orchestra arranged by Joachim Horsley, conducted by Joachim Horsley, Capitol Studios, Hollywood, CA Orchestra. So yeah, real orchestra. Super duper high production values on that, it's kind of faultless really. I'll have to have listened to the extended mixes and remixes of that song again. It's a song that's really, really quite grown on me. Good stuff. So, 3 songs in now, so quarter of the way through the album, and it's really good so far, really, really strong, really beautiful. It's probably time to go to sleep now, so I'll pause this and and then continue tomorrow with the rest of the album. Fantastic. But yeah, really enjoyed the first quarter of the album. I'm back actually. Actually, it looks like I've got time to listen to one more. So this is track 4. It's called Your Early Stuff. So I'm going to have a listen to that now. Okay, so that was Your Early Stuff. Obviously taking a bit of a mickey out of themselves there on that song. On replaying, illustrating some of the things that people say about them, about how they've been around. People like their early stuff, which must be something they hear a lot. So, yeah, good to work, good intellectual exercise to turn that into a song and illustrate that. Not the strongest song so far. Musically, probably the weakest song so far on this, but shortest as well, 2.5 minutes. On first listen, that's not my favourite song. I think it's got something. I think it's got something that may. I think it's got some musical depth to it that will reveal itself after a few more listens. Reminiscent to me of some of the bilingual album actually as well. I don't know quite why, but in something in the sound, which is what that would be about 15 years ago, so maybe more. Okay, well, I'm going to bed now, so good night. Right, I'm back. A couple of days have elapsed, and I've still only listened to the first 4 tracks of Elysium. So I'm going to have a listen now to track number 5, A Face Like That. And that's a familiar title. I'm sure people are talking about that, so that'll be interesting to have a listen to that. So here goes. Just turn it up a little bit. Wow, that was a strong song. That really sounded like a Pet Shop Boys song. It had a sound similar to some of their stuff in, the last 5 years. Yeah, really good strong sound and good hook. That feels like a really strong song to me. That feels like it could be a single. I thought that was very good. A Face Like That. I enjoyed that. That's the longest track so far on the album. Yeah, that was good. Okay, and the next song is Breathing Space. And that's even longer again, 5 minutes 10 seconds. Nice. Wow, that was epic. So yeah, acoustic guitar, electronic stuff, and then sumptuous orchestra, down tempo, plaintive, epic. That would make a really good last track on an album. Really epic, really good, really epic that one. I'm repeating myself. fantastic. And now I'm halfway through the album. And it's time to go to bed again. I think I'll stop it here and record the other half as a separate boo. So if you've listened to this, thank you for coming along this journey of discovery with me as I listen to the first half of the Elysium album by Pet Shop Boys. Toodle-boo, take care.